Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you my wisdom that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that has literally written our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want. We open up the phone lines after the first break. You could write down the number at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you could open up those after first break, start dialing in, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. I did want to talk about some up-and-coming events, and we have a special for you KKNW listeners, and that is $50 off a one-hour reading, and for the remote readings, we are offering remote readings, 20-minute remote readings for $50. So again, for live or in-person one-hour readings, it's $50 off, and also for remote readings, that's where you get your report and you get a tape of your reading. The 20-minute ones, it's only $50. Tell my assistant, Wendy, that you heard it on KKNW, and she will know that you are signing up for that special. So that's our give back that we do. I also want to talk about the Key to Multidimensional Living class, Meeting Your Shadow. That got changed to help a lot of people schedule till November 6th, in a couple Saturdays. Saturday, November 6th, we changed the time so we weren't going to take a lunch break. So now it's 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., so it accommodates a lot more people schedule. And that is $88, and you'll receive a MP3 of that class along with the workbook and all the work that we're doing. So you'll have tools to continue to work with it. And what you'll be working with is what is your shadow, your wounded shadow, your wounded child, how to see and identify that your shadow traits, how to see the traits of others, exercises that bring out that shadow part, how to meet and integrate that shadow part, getting to the root causes of your issues and identifying old programs and patterns can be deeply set in our subconscious that are still affecting your life. And then we're going to do soul retrieval techniques, which I've been trained in for years, that help integrate that shadow part to release blocks and really realign you to be the open flow of the channel of source energy, which absolutely changes your life. So that is, we also teach you how to open up your multidimensional sight. We all have it. It's just a matter of learning how to open up to it and tune into that. And so that is the multidimensional class, the keys to multidimensional living. And that is Saturday, November 6th from 12 to 4. And if you're not available that day, remember this is teleclass or in person. You can listen to the whole class and be involved with it you could get the class and listen to it on your own thing. We keep it recorded, and so you have access to it for up to a month. And you sign up, you get the MP3, so you can listen to it over and over again. I'm really excited about that class because we're really working with a lot of our own shadows, which would be called our own scary nightmares and our own dreams. And a lot of people are feeling a lot of fear right now. So it's going to be able to give you the keys to step out of the fear and step into empowerment. We also have, which was called the mentorship class for years. Now we're getting into where I call it the CEUs. CEUs are the continuing educational units that people have when they have certain kind of degrees, like psychologists, nurses, and that. But this is where we're taking it and really reminding all of us, ourselves, that we're continuously evolving. You, me, everybody. And so is our universe that we live in. And so this is where we're going to really get into meeting once a month, and that's going to be on a Sunday, starting in December for 2 hours, where we're going to talk about the shifts that are happening right now. This is where we're going to talk about how is the shift affecting you directly. We're also going to be reading, I'm going to read everyone's energy fields, and I'm also going to invite everybody else to read the energy fields of other people. You don't have to if you don't feel comfortable with that, but you will get a reading in the class, in the session. And then we're going to talk about the tools that you can help you integrate with all the work that's going on in the class and also with the shifts that are happening. So you get tools to work with, little homework assignments. And because we meet every month, and we do a check-in. People really, just like when you sign up for a gym, you sign up for a diet program, when people have that once-a-month kind of meetings, they tend to do the work and work on it because they know it's helping them. So those are the mentorship class slash the CEUs. That is starting in December. And we also changed the date of that, the time of that, I should say. It was on Tuesdays, but I do have clients around the world, and so I always try to accommodate for people the time change. So when I live out in the East Coast, and so I have a lot of East Coast people, and so we try to accommodate people that are across the world and also in the West Coast. So we did change it to Sundays, where it's a little bit more flexibility instead of Tuesday evening. So, again, if you thought about it before and you were interested in, but the time was didn't go along with your schedule, check it out again. It's going to be on Sundays once a month in the beginning of the month. The dates are going to be announced, but it is starting in December. And the cost is $150, and that's the cost is cut to supply to help those that are having a little bit of money issues. So that is wonderful. You, again, get readings during that. So if you like to get tune-up readings within, see how your energy field is going, it's a great thing to join that class and also give you tools to keep on working. And speaking of tune-ups, we're doing it, offering a new service. And the tune-up readings, we offer remote readings, we offer live readings or in phone readings. But the tune-up readings is when you have a burning question or desire or something's really an issue for you right now, and you can't really see the forest between the trees or see the tree between the forest. This is the tune-up reading, is when you call up, you have an issue. You can either call up or do it again during through email, and I will read and address that question, that issue that's going on. And so these are very affordable. They're $40, and so you can get your tune-up reading. It's a new issue. It's different from the remote readings. And the remote readings are where you send me information or I just read your energy field. I always talk about energy because that's exactly what we are. We are all energy. Everything is energy. The whole world is energy. So what the remote readings and the tune-ups, all the readings, is it gives you a snapshot of how the energy that you're reflecting out to the universe, and what you're reflecting out to the universe responds. So you could be wondering why the heck you're not getting that job, that relationship, why you have blocks of money, and that you're doing all the, quote, right things, and you're still not having that abundance. You're still not having that balance with giving and receiving. And what I read is your energy field, and what could come up is blocks, what you're sending out to the universe unconsciously a lot of times, or we could be aware that we have old pattern and we're working on it, but we haven't got down to what I call the root causes. So we talk about what the root causes are. Then you're able to, it's like getting to the root of the issue. It's just like a wart where you could use the compound W, where you get off the layers after layer after layer. When you get to the root causes, you get right down to the root of the issue, and then you're able to pull it out. It's just getting like the weeds out of our energy field, and that allows profound shift, profound blocks. I've had many people, especially with the energies that are happening right now, there's a real increase of the volume of the energies that are happening right now, which I see as real light. So we're getting these love washes that are helping us lighten up, to illuminate, to evolve. But the key is that you have to have a solid foundation. You have to be really grounded and really expand to be open to these changes. Otherwise, people feel like they're getting hit by a Mack truck, or they're getting into their worst fears and their nightmares, and they're starting to experience those. And that's not the way it has to be. It's not the way it's even supposed to be. We are given a chance every new day to start shifting our energy fields. Think about, you get this picture of how your energy field is doing. You get the tools of how to unblock. And also, every single reading is a clearing, balancing. It cannot be, because that's my intention. And when you sign up for one, it's your intention, too, of being able to clear, identify those blocks. And so it's a healing, it's a balancing, as well as a reading. And so there's profound shifts going on, including where I've had clients have disease remove, get released, including tumors and severe diseases, be able to shift and change. Also, shifts and changes in jobs, abundance, money, relationships, all of that, as we've been told for many, many years, that all the answers are within, and that's the absolute truth. Within what? Within your energy field. When I look into a person, I always talk about seeing the tubes and the balls. The tubes are the roadways and the pathways. To the balls are the information, the packets of trillions of information that we have within our energy field. If you think about, compare it to our physical body, where we know we have trillions of cells, think about all around our energy field. We have trillions of packets of information that talk all about us. This is where we have our desires, our hopes, our dreams, our desires. It also talks about how we direct our energy. So all those packets are in our information, all fields that's all around us. Also has past life information, future things. So all of it, again, is within us. Always has been, always will be. And the key is to be able to have access to that information. And this is what the readings and the classes do, allow you to have access. And when you have that access, it absolutely empowers your life, changes your life, so you're able to live a more empowered life. And I am glad to be a facilitator for that, because that's what I consider my purpose here. I happen to be born with the sight. I never shut it down, but I also believe we all have this sight, or the way we interpret how we get download the information that we get from our higher selves, our guides, our angels, whatever you want to call it. So we're in this time of having the veil becoming a lot thinner, meaning we have access to get to deeper roots, to really work with these energies and make profound shifts and clearing in our lives. And this is where it does take work. And a lot of people want that magic pill. They want to go to that person and they just wave the wand and everything goes away. But that's not the way we set it up as masters, as angels having the human experience. We're the magic pill is what we're finding out. We have all the answers within. When we work with those tools, we can have those profound shifts. So we have a lot of things offered. We're going to go to the phone lines because I hear my little music going. And we're coming back answering your questions. You listen to The Carol O'Connor Show. Be back soon.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and I'm here with you to the top of the hour. The phone lines are now open, and the number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
I would love to. We'll start things off with Gina. She's calling in from Monterey, California. She's wondering if, Carrie, you see any energy blocks around her, and she has recently became unemployed. So let's see if we can help her out. Gina, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you.
Hi, Gina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So you're recently unemployed?
I am, but I believe it was a blessing that I've been asking for.
Right. Interesting that you said that. That's the first thing I was saying. When I look into your, as far as energy blocks, when I look at the right side of your heart chakra, which is the way I read energy, the right side is the energy that we're putting out to the world, and but it's actually our whole energy body. But just keep things simple. Just think of that. And that's the heart chakra represents your heart's desires. And I'm seeing this shade getting lifted up. Think about like a curtain that has been got put down, and now that it's getting raised, you're going to have an ability to really put stronger messages as far as your heart's desires. I also got pulled to the second, the left side of the second chakra, and this is would be where the block would be, where I see these like softball size blocks. There's actually three of them, and they're trying to make this symbol of a triangle, which that is actually a really good symbol of mine. So think of this as past hurts, past pains, and the second chakra has all to do with sex, money, career, how we see ourselves, one-on-one relationships. It's our birthing center. And so when you're releasing, and it really goes down to fear and worthiness is what I see the bottom line is, and especially when it goes down to when you're really young. And I see you reaching for the stars, and you even have this ladder to be able to reach for the stars. Think of those stars are, again, your hearts, your desires. And part of this has to do with timing, and I see that you're, as you're going up this ladder, the last three rungs in particular look to the little child within you, that what I call the wounded child. They look like they're not level. So that would be scary for the child to go up that high and not feel like a strong foundation underneath you. So I'd really encourage you to do any kind of affirmations, any kind of grounding things. Go outside and put your back against a tree. Put a cord down from your root chakra down to the center of the earth and really feel the support. And the key word for you is to feel the support. Feel like a bunch of people, like a heartbeat behind you, which represents your guides, your higher self, supporting you in your next endeavor. And we do get what we wish for, and people wish or put their intentions out consciously or unconsciously. So it's good, Gina, that you're aware that it's a blessing in disguise. And again, the way that you're putting these blocks in the left side of your body shows me, too, that you're processing these, have been processing these, and that you're putting them over to the left side of your body, which is a good thing because that means you're releasing these past fears that have to do with I'm worthy to be able to have my dreams, my desires. I'm entitled, and also to be able to be seen, meaning feeling that you have the right to be seen in positions that go beyond generational patterns. And so, and the grandmother, a maternal grandmother, great grandmother, actually keeps on talking about you're breaking generational patterns as far as I see like these cookie cutter patterns. And so it's breaking generational patterns of doing the right thing, doing the thing you're supposed to be doing, and you're an outside of the box kind of person. And so that's where, when we're breaking generational patterns, it's deeply ingrained in our subconscious that we could not be supported because energetically we could feel very abandoned or orphaned when we start new things. And it's not the gene of the adult, it's the little child, but she is the key in being able to have a strong foundation in your new desires. And I keep on noticing the number three going on with the three rings in the ladder. And over the next 3 weeks, think of the last 3 months, this is a real deep clearing over the next 3 days, 3 weeks. You're really giving yourself a solid support. Then I see you doing the posture of what I call the posture of empowerment, or the body of the master, where your arms are going up in the posture where they look like a V, and your whole center, where your spine is, where your head is, looks like it's not, instead of leaning forward, which would block out, it's that means worried about the future, blocking out future steps because of fears, past fears. You're making yourself, it's like an energetic alignment that allows yourself to be more of a channel to receiving the universal energies that allow us to get rid of the blocks. And then I see your feet doing the V posture. So it's like as above, so below. And that's my symbol of really feeling like you're the container of the universal energies that clears away the blocks. And again, it gets to old issues of worthy, being seen and feeling supported. And so what you're doing is training yourself to feel energetically supported, and that the stars are easy for you to get, and they're not out of reach, where a lot of us feel like things our heart's desires could be out of reach, and then our mental body gets into the who's, what's, why's, and feels like it's impossible to reach. And so I'd really encourage you to, again, do any kind of affirmations, feel the support down from your the deepest part of your cellular tissue, and that I'm watching you come in, especially over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, and especially as you turn around the corner of this coming up year, 2011, feeling like you have gotten to the next step. And so are you doing applications right now into where you want to go?
You know, I'm actually doing, I'm getting guidance from my guides on writing healing books for others, which is in alignment with my energies.
There you go.
So it's totally different outside of what I've done in the past, and it's a new chapter.
Perfect. And that would make sense where I'm seeing whenever I look at sacred geometry with an energy field and you're creating this triangle within that second chakra, that's really significant to me. It's the sign of the Trinity. It goes along with the energies of what's going on right now, where we have the sacred balance of the Holy Trinity, where we're getting out of this pattern of 5,000 years of the patriarchal energy, where think of it as Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and now we're bringing the Divine Feminine to have it be Father, Mother, Child. And so that really isn't aligned with your energy field, and you're creating this, what I call the Divine Child is back in your right side up, the Divine Feminine is right back in your left side up, and that gives birth to your divine child, which the child, the divine child, is much different from the wounded child, because the divine child is not connected to our old patterns, our worst nightmares, our karmic patterns. And so when you have that energy backing you up, you feel that support to be able to, again, reach for those stars. And so I'd absolutely encourage you, because the timing is right. That ladder represents all time, and you've laid out a lot more. We could energetically be preparing ourselves for an easier ride, and we might not see it in the physical 3D world, but Nat, you have been doing a lot of work in the energetic world to open up, to be able to reach those dreams, and so I'd encourage you to write away. Also, make this your own story part of a writing, too, because I'm seeing that gives a lot of people some hopes and direction, too, and again, that star represents your own desire, so your heart is open up, feeling much more supported in that department, and it goes back down to your heart's desire. So it absolutely am giving you the confirmation that it was a blessing in disguise, and that keep on going for it, because you're getting a lot of response over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, three, three, threes. And whenever I see a lot of threes, I usually see Archangel Gabrielle coming in, and she's been standing there in the corner. I see Gabrielle as female, and she's, to me, the angel of communication, increasing communication of all kinds. And the first communication that we need to clear is the communication between the right side and left side of our body, the communication of giving birth to that divine child within us. And so she's over there right in that 45-degree right corner, so that's a good sign, too. If it resonates with you, call on her guidance, because, again, she increases communication of all kinds. I also see her bringing in the energy of the Mercury, which is the FTD Florist guy, it's in my reading energy, and I see him coming in and around you really close, and especially around the emotional body, so that's really clearing out all communications. And I just felt my crown chakra just open up, and this is your energy right now, so it's really opening into a channeling kind of energy, into opening up intuition, and really let it flow, because it's going to help you increase flowing. It's like an automatic channeling when you're doing your writing, so keep up the good work, Gina.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations, and keep on going.
Yeah, totally. Keep on going. Thanks, Gina, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, we have a couple minutes left. Did you want to start another call, or do you want to go into something?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay,
let's start.
All right, let's choose Maria. She's calling in from Seattle. She's in the process of a divorce. The mediation is actually coming up fairly soon. She wants to know if you see anything that might be successful around this whole mediation that's coming up. Maybe we can help her out. Maria, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, it's been almost 8 months in the divorce process. It's now heading to mediation, and I just wanted to just kind of get a handle on what may happen, or any way that I can be successful in this process and working it.
Right when Benny was talking, it was really interesting because I saw a big bull come in, and bull was almost a sign of, at first it looked like the bull that you see in a lot of the Taurus kind of energy, and the Taurus energy is very grounded. It's very, knows how to use the energy of moving things forward, but it's also, I saw it really moving its right arm almost in an intimidating way, almost like the bull fighters that are, when the bull get aggravated by the bullfighters. And so this is where you're going to use that, work with that bull energy. Then I saw the bull energy turn into Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is very much connected to Archangel Michael. So it resonates with you calling our Archangel Michael, because he's not only the protector, but he really cuts out. He comes in with a sword and really gets rid of any kind of cords that could get in the way. Then I see the bull again behind you. I look up bull medicine, bull as an animal totem, because he's really here to help you, and he's standing on the right side as far as that you're male energy, and I do see that there's going to be success in there. There's a, instead of like having a bull ring or images of boxing fighting, which would be my thing, that there's things that still need to be ironed out. I'm not getting that thing. I'm getting just before, and especially make sure it be the 2 days before, especially the two days before, 2 weeks leading up to it, Maria, and 2 days before, that all of it, the nitty-gritty details are lifted up, because I'm just seeing a magnifying glass to make sure all of those things are done. A lot of times, mediation during in divorce, right time, right toward the end, they do a lot of shifting things around. So have that in order, and everything's going to be fine for you. And call in Archangel Michael, because I see it's like really I'm seeing you moving full steam ahead, and then I watch you riding that bull. And so think of that's a very, very victorious sign too. And don't be surprised if you see a lot of bull words as far as like on the billboards and just those kind of things, because it's your guide's support of letting you know that that's an energy of some, that Taurus energy is very grounded, very strong, but also gets things done in material things in the physical 3D world. And so that's a good animal totem, which you could see as a guide right now. So I do see things getting cleared out. Okay, especially from now on, I see December, it's a closed book, and this is happening before December. By December, I'm seeing this book being closed, so that's good. Okay?
Wow, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. Good luck to you. God bless. All right, we're going to our break, and we'll be back to the top of the hour. You listen to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we have open phone lines. And that phone line number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and you could give us a call to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
All right, let's do that. And Bryn has now called us from Somersville, Massachusetts, and looking for more shamanic work following an event. So Bryn's looking for more in that area. Let's see if we can help him out. And Bryn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Hi. Good to. I hope you're feeling better.
I am. Thank you very much.
Yeah. About and around the end of September, I went to a sacred plant medicine ceremony, and I feel like it changed different parts of me, and it's almost like in connection also with heading me towards doing more shamanic work in my healing practice. I just want some commentary on what you see, and I feel I'm going to do some more of that type of ceremony, too, in the future.
Good. Bryn, if you want to know where, just email me if you want to know about other ceremonies with that, because I know other places and people are connected with. And I do see that the shamanism, especially, it helps us, and what I keep on getting with the guides and the council, and in particularly the last couple of months of, as the energy shifts are happening, a lot of people are getting ungrounded and not feeling supported, and Mother Earth is raising up her vibration, and so people are really not feeling connected. And so when we don't feel connected, then I see more of those signs that I say slippery when wet in people's energy fields than I have my whole life. And so that's my symbol of people, again, not feeling grounded or supported. And so shamanism tools are absolutely a wonderful way for people to get that connection, reconnect to Mother Earth, Gaia, and the shamanic healing. So I'd absolutely encourage you. And it was really interesting. As you were talking, I saw this whole big thing of animal totems on the side of you. And even doing a class or a some sort of talk, teleclass, on introducing people to the animal totems and what animal totems do for us, and that some people think that they'll do a journey and they have one totem and then they think that that's their totem for the rest of their life. But we can call in the energies of other animals and educating them, because people, if we need extra support, we could call in the lion for confidence when we go in for a job interview. We could call deer in when we want to open up our intuition and have softness when we are dealing with certain situations. The last caller had that bull energy, and that was really powerful medicine for her to work with during divorce. And so I'm seeing you almost immediately being able to teach or share that, or in your sessions you can be picking up with the animal totems with people and getting down to the clearing. So big thumbs up, and the best thing, too, is that with your own, because your energy has strong connections to the higher dimensions. You remind me of my own energy, where the shamanism really helped me get stronger connections to groundedness, and that's what I really needed,
because
my energy went up and down.
You can bring that energy down.
Absolutely, absolutely, because it was no problem for me to go up to the higher dimensions. It was part of me of seeing, getting grounded was my big thing. And so, and I'm sharing that with you, because I'm seeing the same thing with you. And so
I kept on getting, when I asked my guides about doing more shamanic techniques in my, one of the things they kept showing me was working with a crystal pendulum on the chakras of people and learning actually more about crystals and that type of thing. And I like your idea about, you know, learning more about the animals, and maybe
animal
I could, like, you know, put something together. It would be a good idea. Yeah.
And they have different tribes have different chakras that go with different, in the Incan shamanism, the root chakra is connected to the snake, the second chakra is jaguar, the third chakra, you know, they go up and they're connected to different ones. And again, it's being able to have people learn the root chakra, how to heal all at once, not one scale at a time. So it's helping them. And it also goes along with the chakras or the crystals and or mountains. I'm seeing mountains behind you, and they call the indigenous tribes, the mountains represent the Elohims, which are the godheads. And so that's also related to the crystals and the rocks. So you're bringing in through the crystals the energy of that, again, the godhead, which we represent creator energy, and the mountains are very important to different indigenous tribes. And so I'm seeing you working with that and putting the I'm watching you even whistle, and a lot of times in shamanism they whistle and call in, working with the elements to call in the spirits. And so even teaching people the importance of elements. I was telling people every day with elements, we take a shower, we could walk with the water element when we're in the shower.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that, because at times I will be working on a client and I will bring in like the water element because of that part of the body needs it, and I actually, with more practice, but I can bring in that energy of that flowing into their body.
Absolutely.
And washing them
through. It's all about balance of the elements, where a lot of times when people have too much water in their emotional stuff, then I'll bring in the energy of air or fire, and fire helps with passion and helps us ignite our fire. And so there's all different things that you could do. So it absolutely thumbs up in it. Not only for is the timing is perfect, because, again, in the collective whole, a lot of people are feeling not grounded, and for your own health part, it strengthens your connection to the earth energy, and giving the people many tools to work with, and all different kind of tools, where some people are more into crystals, some people are into power animals, some people get into plants. I just saw a whole bunch of plant elementals coming around you. And so, absolutely. Very good stuff with that.
Well, I'll email you about some
details.
Okay,
very good.
Okay,
very
all
good.
Right, thanks.
Okay,
take
bye-bye.
Care.
Hun. Bye.
Take care, bye.
All right, thanks, Bryn, for calling in. Another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Let's head to Oklahoma City. We have Ginger calling in, and Ginger wanted to ask about some energy alignment, and she's actually a good healer herself. Carrie, she actually wanted to see what your opinion was. Let's see if we can help her out. Ginger, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Carrie, I am wondering... I think I've done very well on my course to healing myself, and I believe that it's time to be teaching, but it's kind of like I'm kind of not really sure on what to do, and I've been sitting back for a while, and I don't know. I just kind of feel like I need to do something, and I'm not sure really what it is, and I'm not asking you for that answer, just maybe a little guidance or what have you.
What I'm seeing, Ginger, is that you're feeling what a lot of people have been feeling, especially the last 4 years, like the urgent emergence. And so when I look at your energy field, you're in the doorway that I talk about a lot, and that doorway could represent stepping into a new phase of our life, and a lot of people are feeling it. It's actually that doorway represents going from one dimension to another dimension. And so as far as when I look at your energy pattern, some people, as far as their hesitance in the doorway of stepping out, is because they want, if they make major changes in life, they want a written guarantee that they're going to be okay, so they stay hovering around that doorway. I'm not seeing that with you. That is because you've done work and healing work on yourself. The biggest thing I see in the third chakra has to do with you have the energy field that can be very flexible, meaning that you can teach anything from what I was just talking about with Bryn, as far as going down from the earth and even dietary things down to talking about high advanced stuff as far as energy patterns and complex energy patterns. So some people don't have that flexibility. They have a desire of only wanting to work with people that know energy patterns and all the other stuff. Other people like to do what I call the ABC. So when people have the A through Z patterns in their energy field, that also can be confusing, because it's like, what do I want to teach? And so think of it as you have many hats that you could put on. You have the flexibility to be able to teach and give that information, and that is part of a wonderful thing, to have that flexibility. So that's the paradox, though, is that's when people could get a little bit confusing. So they feel the urging emerging of now is the time, and a lot of people, again, are feeling this. And so as you, it's going to be more clearly defined as far as where and how you want to get the your healing out. I call it, you're a Johnny Appleseed person. So you put the seeds out that act like activators to people, and that's really important. And you will synchronistically hear what, in certain areas, what people are interested in, where sometimes I notice with my clientele, people over in Europe are more open to something versus the East Coast versus the West Coast. So, and I love it all. So I have no problem talking about just what a chakra is, down to talking about advanced, complex energy fields, energy patterns that I see in the energy fields. All of it, I love it all. So you have the same sort of thing. So it's just fine-tuning what you want to step out with and do, and realizing that it's all good, because it comes down to, we're all doing our purpose when we are turning on our light, and we don't have to do anything. When we are starting to plug into who we really are and radiate at that energy, it's already shifting the grids and going out and changing the energy of everywhere. So that's a big thing for a lot of people to understand. And then how we decide to do it is where we want to follow what gives us passion, what feels light for you is right for you, is what my guide said a couple months ago, and or maybe last year. And so it goes back to what feels light, because there's no right or wrong. It goes into what gives us passion, what gives us fire when we want to share it, because that fire and passion is contagious, and that's the thing that clears the grid. So, again, you have the flexibility that has the A through Z energy. So I would just take the pulse of where you are with the people that what they're ready for, and then go for it.
Okay, I would like to tell you that you're so funny. When you said a Johnny Appleseed, I swear that is like a what I say. It's like, I'm just here to plant seeds. I'm planting
there
a seed. That's it.
There you go.
So it's so me. And I thank you so much. Anytime
thank
I've ever
you.
Heard
thank you for calling.
Seed,
thank
thought.
You for calling.
You're welcome.
We'll be right
thank
back.
You
listen to the Kara Connor Show. You're right back. Thank you, Ginger.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. With open phone lines, you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone call?
Okay, let's bring on Larry. Larry's calling in from Falls City, Washington. And Larry's been going through some positive changes lately, and he kind of wants to know, maybe is there more on the way? Could it be a turn for him? Let's see what's up. Larry, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome. And what's going on?
This month has just been really good for me. I've been picking up some clients, and the Reiki energy with me has been changing, and mm-hmm. just kind of like to see what might be in store for me.
Okay. What I see, Larry, just like I was talking with Ginger about it, a lot of people are feeling like the urgence, emergence, meaning mm-hmm. for those people that do energy work, that people are waking up to having to do something, having to take the steps, realizing that if they are off balance, that they have to go seek and guidance from somebody else. And so some people almost have to hit bottom before they do it. But in the big picture, while you're feeling like you got the good month going on and you're going to continue to expand it, and this is wonderful for all of us. It's where people are realizing that they have to take the accountability and responsibility to learn how to balance their energy, and that also includes going to people that can explain that they are energy and to do the healing. So I see that that's going to continue with you, especially the whole next into the year 2011. I see you standing on a mountain in that victorious posture with your arms up in the air in that V part in the year 2011, and that's my symbol of really feeling victorious, like a sense of I have arrived, and also really feeling inside. I'm watching your heart turning into a lotus flower and really expanding out beautifully, and feeling like the connection of the being in a finite body, but a strong connection to the infinite in and all around us. And when we have that connection really strong in our heart, it really opens up doors. It's our soul food. So I'm watching your energy field, feeling that again from the inside out, where many of us, all of us, we come down here with that veil. It has us going looking from the outside to define us, our outside job, our circumstances, our love life, whatever defines us. And then the whole time, as every master has said, it's from the inside. You have to feel it from the inside. So you help people start to look from the inside of themselves and be able to clear the blocks. And so the energies that are coming down and that are going to continue to happen for the rest of all of our incarnations are right up your alley. It's what you came down here for, Larry. So I see continued expansion with that. I also see you dabbling in different ways of even teaching. You could even find people saying to you, a group of people coming and saying, hey, could you come talk to my friends about the importance of energy, or teaching about aura colors, or where their blocks are, or that kind of thing. So it could spill over to doing groups of people, which can get bigger and bigger. And so as far as the different topics, so keep up the good work, my dear. It's right up the alley.
Great.
And this energy is going to continue expanding, and so that's going to be very good for you. So keep up the good work, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Larry, for calling in, and it leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, if you want to give us a call, and we'd love to take it. And we've got time for probably one more call, so come on in. And, Carrie, you have an open mic there for a few minutes while I wait for another call.
All right. As we were talking about earlier, we're with the theme of today between Bryn, Ginger, Larry, a lot of people are really starting to feel the shifts of the energies that are happening right now. And even if you don't see things as energetically yet, we're feeling it's undeniable that shifts are happening, that people are feeling either more afraid or they're feeling, I see their energy contracting. And so, as we said before, when we look at everything, energy, we're either flowing and in flow or we're contracted. It's as simple as that. And if you start thinking of every aspect of your life as either, am I in flow? Do I feel light? Am I waking up in the morning and feeling like it's another day to create? Or am I waking up in the morning and shutting my alarm and asking for 5 more minutes? You know by your life how you feel and how you're directing your energy. And that it's never too late. Some people feel, oh gosh, I'm in my 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and I've had these patterns. I'm never going to be able to change them. And that's not right at all. We could always, every single day, it's like we have a new palette. Think about as an artist, a new sheet of paper, a new palette to be able to redirect how we're directing our energy, be able to color our world differently. And that symbolic paint is always available. The palette's always available. The biggest thing is getting us to realize that we are the artists, that we are the creators. We've been told, again, over and over again, you co-create your own world. You, the law of attraction, you get what you get out, you receive, karma, all those things. And this is where we're starting to experience it more. And it's not in a punitive way where a lot of people that are feeling they lost their job, where there are money issues, where they're feeling dis-ease, and they take it as it's like a punishing kind of issue. That's not the way Creator is. Creator source universe has been compared to the short order cook, where it goes directly with what information we are putting out there. So you could even think of it as like an energy computer analogy of the data that downloads that we are putting out to the universe is directly what we get back. And so in our life, so if we're putting out more fear, contraction, those kind of energies contracting our energy, it blocks us. I see more and more blocks in people's energy fields, and when they're able to recognize that it is a block, but they also can do something about it, then they can make profound shifts in their life. And I say this a lot, that if we don't look at ourselves as energetic beings, meaning that if we don't take care of the energy bodies by washing it, cleansing it, recognizing it, it's that you can think of it as like not taking a bath or taking a shower for your life, as many people, or only once a week or once a month or every class that we take every 6 months. And so we want to integrate any kind of technique. There's many, many, many out there. I have several. I offer several classes. But if mine don't resonate with you, there's a lot out there. But the biggest thing is doing it. And if you think about, again, not brushing your teeth or taking a shower daily, when I say it to people, I watch their energy just cringe. But that really is what it looks like, because our physical body is energy too, and it's actually of the energy field. It's like 0.01% of what we are, our physical bodies, our finite bodies, and the infinite energy is all around us through us, and that's part of who we are too. And by direct seeing ourselves as energetic beings, realizing that an energetic being is the angel having a human experience. We've heard that a lot, and think of angel equals energy. And so the more we feel connected with that, the more we feel like we can direct our life in a more empowered way, the more we feel like we're in flow with life. And then we start recognizing it and seeing it in every aspect of our life. So here now is the time. We're entering the energy of 2011, which has a lot to do with mastery. And I was doing a meditation where Jesus has been saying, create heaven on earth now, feel heaven on earth now, look no matter what your circumstances are, that it's heaven on earth now. We can do that even when we're going through the toughest, toughest times in our life. There was a whole book about a man that was in the concentration camps, and even when he was getting tortured and operated on with no anesthesia by the German Nazi people, he was able to look at them and forgive them. So it doesn't matter what our outside circumstances are at this present moment. We can change it. And what he was able to reach compassion and forgiveness because he saw that we're all one, that we're all connected. Now we're going through this period of really remembering, realigning, reawakening that we're all one, that we're all one of what? Part of Creator, piece of Creator, the angel having the human experience. So you could ask yourself, is my experience angelic? Do I feel like I have a strong connection to that Creator energy source? And we're having a physical experience here on the Mother Earth, who is a living spirit, who is offering to help us have that physical experience, but not of grief and of fear and of feeling separated, but of abundance and flow. All you have to do is look at nature. I live in New England, and the trees are changing, and it's so beautiful right now. So there's always an image or pictures of the way the Mother Earth works, and the trees work in harmony. The trees don't try to hold on their leaves, and they don't want to change. The earth and nature around us reminds us that change is part of life, and what you resist persists. And so the more you can go with the flow and look at the abundance that's around us, the more your inside circumstances will change, because we live in an abundant earth, an abundant universe. And the more we start thinking of that, instead of thinking of abundance of fear, terror, separation, lack of money, all of those kind of things, them against us, and we start doing different programs, start telling us ourselves different programming that we put on ourselves, then all of a sudden our outside circumstances start changing profoundly. So that's the little hint of the day. I believe I hear the music again. You're listening to The Carol Connor Show. I'll be back next week. And may you align with the divine.